Mike Downs on bass there from his album The Way In. Some very nice playing there. Good melodic bass, all of the tunes, and some really fine playing from a trio specifically that have played together a long time and know each other's moods and style and fit together hand in glove. Well, it's now 11:10 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. And I'm about to go into my historical segment, which will be, I guess, a half hour or so, all told. I was checking around. It's fun. I get triggered by the most insane things. I'll hear a little riff of a tune, which becomes an earworm, which sends me to my library to see who last was playing that tune that I was aware of, and that leads to other stuff and so on and so forth. And today it ended up with Joe Lovano on saxophones from an album, a double CD album, of two quartets of his. This was recorded in, I think, 96. So it gets into my historical segment is usually 20 years minimum. So it makes the cut, so to speak. Lovano performed at the Village Vanguard in New York with two separate quartets, fairly close together, but the quartets had a very different sound. The first quartet had Tom Harrell on trumpet and flugelhorn, Anthony Cox on bass, and Billy Hart on drums. The second one, second quartet, took out the trumpet and put in piano with Mulgrew Miller, had Christian McBride on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. The sound, if you listen, is really quite different. Lovano is a very skilled soloist and composer and arranger, leader, very strong, very confident in what he's doing. And these are two really interesting albums, back to back. What I'm going to do here is play two tracks of each of the quartets, a longer one and a shorter one track from each of the two. The first one is called Fort Worth, and it's from Disc 1, so it has Harrell on trumpet and flugelhorn, along with Anthony Cox on bass and Billy Hart on drums. And that will be the first two, which are called Fort Worth and then Birds of Springtime's Past. And that Birds of Springtime Gone By, actually. And then the second two will be the second quartet, which, as I say, takes out the trumpet and puts in Mulgrew Miller on piano and changes the bass player to Christian McBride and the drummer to Lewis Nash. And those two tracks are Lonnie's Lament and Reflections, again, a longer track and a shorter track from each of the two quartets. So if I haven't confused you utterly here, here are going to be four tracks with Joe Lovano with two different quartets, two tracks each. Here is the first one, Fort Worth. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Saxophonist Joe Lovano with two different quartets, both recorded live at the Village Vanguard in New York. And it's my historical segment today. The release, the actual concert was in 96, and the release had two CDs, one for each of the quartets, and that you heard two tracks from each of them. Recorded, I'm not sure how far apart. I can't remember exactly how far apart they were, maybe a month or two, whatever. But different sound with the different quartets. And that's my historical segment for today. You're listening to Voyage. My name is Keith Black, and if you want to know any more, here's the more.
0.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thanks, Victoria. Yes, I hope you will stay tuned. This little station has incredible programming 24/7, and after 25 years, it just keeps getting better and better. You can't lose here. Well, as I say, this program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black, and there's still an hour and a bit of jazz left today, so let's get to it. A couple of things today are sort of interesting. I played an album a while ago that sort of experimented with the basic well-known scale in music generally, and it changed it to a six-note scale, which is sort of unusual and maybe a little quirky, I don't know. But this next album is quirky for a different reason. It's by guitarist Miles Okazaki, and his albums have basically been sort of relatively conventional, if I can put it that way, in terms of their format. I mean, there's no six-tone or six-note scale or anything. It's been basically in song form and fairly reasonable lengthy tracks, if you will. But this release moves in a different direction altogether. He has a group of 10 musicians with whom he has created a 22-track sonic examination through short vignettes. The album is called Miniature America, and indeed it is a miniature. Some of the tracks are 1 minute, 1.5. There are hardly any go more than two. It's quite a concept. The band has some excellent people in it. Patricia Brennan on vibes, Matt Mitchell on piano, Carolyn Davis on alto, Anna Weber on tenor and flute, Yana Rabagon on various saxophones, Jacob Garchik on trombone, vocals by Genevieve, Jen Hsu, and Faye Victor. Most of the tracks are only several minutes long. And because, as I mentioned earlier, I have to quote what people say in the notes because I'm not off the cuff analytical. Here's a note from the album liners. Quote, and this is Okasaki. I realized I could write some instructional pieces to create the raw materials, slabs as I call them, and then excavate them, sanding and polishing to find hidden artifacts. There are many pieces on the album that use variations on this technique, which makes them less like compositions and more like sonic treasure hunts. End quote. That's very interesting. Some of them, after you've listened for a minute and a half, and you say, "Wait a minute, did I hear what I think I heard?" And you go back and play it again because it really captures a whole bunch of stuff. In my review for the Free Press, I said it's like a buffet of fascinating little bites that make you want to go back and listen to them again. It's very interesting. I'm going to play 9 tracks. Now, I know that sounds frightening, but it's only going to go 10 or 12 minutes or whatever. It starts with one called The Cocktail Party, which is the first track on the album. And it's just, you know, piano with people talking. This is an indescribable album, but it is ultimately, if you listen to it all the way through all at once, it's quite captivating. And at the end of it, you say, that was sort of amazing. Let's listen to it again. Whether or not it would make you do that, here's 9 tracks that you can listen to at least once. Here's Miles Okazaki with various combinations in various forms of some excellent jazz folks, American Miniatures.
It's actually given in this also. It is also pain, colors, etc. Her required to enable us to first this for the moment only out of space. For in the first, is a mere possibility is a representation of reality. That is in immediate proof of this question that is there something.